Hello, friends. This is Miss Christy coming to you from the Big Yellow House. Today, I'm going to read a very special book. This was a book that even my dad read to me when I was a little girl. And now I've read it to my kids, and someday I will read it to my grandkids. So I hope you enjoy this one. It's a classic. This book is over 70 years old, and it is called Madeline by Ludwig Bemelmans. And it is a Caldecott honor book, so it has won lots of awards, and it has lovely illustrations. So if you have the book, grab it and read along. Ready? We're going to read now. In an old house in Paris that was covered with vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. In two straight lines, they broke their bread and brushed their teeth and went to bed. They smiled at the good and frowned at the bad, and sometimes they were very sad. They left the house at 9:30 in two straight lines, in rain or shine. The smallest one was Madeline. She was not afraid of mice. She loved winter, snow, and ice. To the tiger in the zoo, Madeline just said, "Poo, poo." And nobody knew so well how to frighten Miss Clavel. In the middle of one night, Miss Clavel turned on her light. She said, "Something is not right." Little Madeline sat in bed, cried and cried. Her eyes were red. And soon after, Dr. Kahn came. He rushed out to the phone and dialed Danton 10-6. "Nurse," he said, "it's an appendix." In a car with a red light, they drove out into the night. Madeline woke up 2 hours later in a room with flowers. Madeline soon ate and drank. On her bed, there was a crank, and a crack on the ceiling had the habit of sometimes looking like a rabbit. One nice morning, Miss Clavel said, "Isn't this a fine day to visit Madeline?" Tiptoeing with solemn face, with some flowers and a vase, in they walked. And then said, "Ah," when they saw the toys and candy and the dollhouse from Papa. But the biggest surprise by far on her stomach was a scar. "Goodbye," they said, "we'll come again." And the little girls left in the rain. They went home and broke their bread, brushed their teeth, and went to bed. In the middle of the night, Miss Clavel turned on the light and said, "Something is not right." And afraid of a disaster, Miss Clavel ran faster and faster, and she said, "Please, children, do tell me what is troubling you." And all the little girls cried, "Boo-hoo! We want to have our appendix out, too." Good night, little girls. Thank the Lord you are well. And now go to sleep, said Miss Clavel. And she turned out the light and closed the door. And that's all there is. There isn't any more. The end. Hope you enjoyed that one. See you soon.